Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. Really appreciative to our newest sponsor, GBMC, and of course, the hospital where I'm going to be checking and getting all the things that I've been avoiding as a, I'm not a middle-aged man. I still think of myself as a young man out there, but I appreciate it. The GBMC Hotline is now available, and of course, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is out on the road doing our finale of the summer this week at Coco's on Wednesday. Great guests. We got the Controller Bill Henry's coming out, Ryan Dorsey, Baltimore City Council, and my dude Rasig, whose wife spent a month on a mission in Africa in all sorts of ways. We're going to talk to her a little bit, but they're Bills fans. And it's football season, and we're going to do Raven scratch offs. But I still have 1 week left, pressing my luck, doing the Lucky Sevens doublers. It is our 27th anniversary, so I thought Lucky Sevens, 27, all of that. John Martin is here. I would think 700 million would have been enough money in the jackpot, but not enough. Powerball, it's already over eight, flying up toward $1 billion. Hey, man, this is when the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming, that you're. The bat phone goes off, right? It's like Alfred the Butler. The phone rings. We got a winner in Lona Koning, 800 million. Like that could happen to you tonight, this week, right?
You just never know. But I'll play off your sevens theme a little bit longer here. The Powerball, as we speak, is over $815 million. That is the seventh largest in Powerball game history. So, how about that little trivia
Luck
for you?
is seventh already, huh?
So, lots of fun. And in combination with Mega Millions, we will have over and multi-match, not to forget our local in-state game, which is over $1 million. We have over $1 billion in jackpots. Please play responsibly, boys and girls.
People ask, I have you on the show, and I don't think of you like this, but I'm thinking you give more money away than anybody. I mean, not you, it's the lot. I get it all that. But I'm like, of all the guys I talk to who give money away and talk about giving money away and all that, you're the one guy a week that's doing this, and you're the guy that gets the phone call, and a person like you in one of these 48, 49 states that play Powerball, is gonna get, what happens? Like when that magic moment happens, if it happens in Maryland, because my wife, look, she would feel good if it was somebody even in Essex, even though we're Dundalk people, it wouldn't
Ooh,
matter. You feel
wow.
as long as
That
they're not
is
Steelers
something.
fans or Browns fans or, but
Wow.
you want somebody to win locally because we get tired of hearing somebody in Illinois won, somebody in California
Yeah, no,
won.
I
So,
understand that. And
I want you to get this phone call, and I want you to be crowded around some gas station or Wise Markets or ROFO, wherever it is, and say like, "We got a big winner here," because this is a big deal. We're dreaming big here. Seventh biggest dream we've ever had in Powerball, John Martin.
Yeah, you know what though? Things have changed, Nestor. It's not your father's Powerball anymore. You talk about around the country. There are four Powerball jackpots that have been won already in calendar 2025: Oregon, California, twice,
Told you
and
it's always
Kentucky.
somewhere else.
Yeah, and Kentucky. So yeah, we were about a little due for a little East Coast magic on Powerball, and I'm prepared. I have my lucky tie on. I'm ready to go if called. But anymore because of the immediacy of social media, because of privacy. Winners can claim anonymously here in Maryland. Gone are the days where you're running out into a grocery store, convenience
Right.
store,
We're not
parking
going
lot.
to know the winner of this if it's somebody from Dundalk or
Yeah,
Towson, right? We're just not.
I mean, we will know if we are fortunate enough, because obviously we have the back end systems here to verify if, in fact, a Powerball winning ticket has been sold in the state of Maryland, where it's been sold, when it's been sold. We know what the numbers are, and we would just give that person 182 days, which is the claiming period, that they can come forward. We hope they take the time and get their affairs in order. But we do have right now some breaking news. We have cash on the table that people have not claimed. Are you familiar with our double play game, Nestor?
I have been told about it, but please refresh my memory, John Martin.
Double play is an add-on to the Powerball game. So first and foremost, you must spend your $2 on a Powerball ticket, at a minimum. From there, you can add a Powerball multiplier for additional dollar. You can also add a double play game, which means for the very same numbers you have just selected, or the computer has selected for you for your base Powerball game, we have an additional draw each and every Powerball draw night, about 30 minutes after the main draw, where we will replay those numbers you have in a separate drawing. Now, it doesn't have the same jackpot. It is a fixed $10 million top prize. But if you match the five black balls in the second drawing to be distinguished from the white balls in the main drawing, if you match those five numbers and the red Powerball, six of six, you win $10 million. If you just match the first five, and again, it's the same five numbers you would have had in the main Powerball draw, you win $500,000. And we have had not one, not two, but three $500,000 winners in the last week, Nestor,
I
in the
hope they
last
know that
week.
they've won.
Oh, that's why you and I are talking about it.
Is it po I mean, you've played the multiple. You've intentionally put the extra buck up, right, to get into this
That's
game,
just
right?
it. That's the beauty of it. People need to be informed. Yeah, you're correct. They have put the extra
I'm
dollar
paying
in.
attention. I'm trying
You
to,
are
at
doing well
least.
because, unfortunately, when we first started double play, someone wasn't paying attention. They won the $10 million six of six and never claimed the prize.
That
Ouch.
deserves a moment of silence.
That's an ouch moment. So please, if you choose to play it, understand the game, additional dollar. It's a fun option to replay your very same numbers second time around, 30 minutes after the draw. The numbers are published on mdlottery.com and all of our 4,300 lottery retailers. So that's a little extra, but three lucky winners, one in purchase ticket at Landover Hills Exxon in Landover, at A1 Laundromat in
You may
Riverdale,
understand.
and at
It's football
Bernie's
season, John.
Liquors.
I got to do that, right? I mean, I do. You know,
No, you don't,
you're the
but you did.
executive director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. They play
That's
in
right.
Maryland. Now that they're winning, they're our team. I'm just
Yes,
saying that
boy.
because I'm
Wow.
just, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But so please be careful, play responsibly, check your tickets, and happy to pass along $800 million to any lucky person who is has those matching Powerball numbers.
I even saw Cal Ripken and David Rubenstein, Wes Moore, Larry Hogan before him. They all have to go down and pretend they're Commanders fans, whether they are or aren't, because they play in
Whoa.
Maryland, at least for now, I
Whoa,
guess,
whoa, whoa,
right?
whoa, whoa. What's next topic? Next topic.
We can't do that. All right. John Martin is here. It's football season. Let me talk a
It
little
is.
ish. Before we do football and the Ravens and all of that, we still have home run riches. I want to give you a minute on that because I know we're like final month up on that. We have all these jackpots going on, but I know, and you got new games going on too.
Oh,
But
we
the
got
Ravens
stuff.
scratch off's going to like beginning next week. I'm going to have them. Roz is going to have them in my
Yes.
hands for the Crab Cake Tour. But
Yes.
baseball's not over and you're
Baseball's not
giving
over.
money away still.
We're giving it money. We have our current
Didn't give any money
progressive.
away on Tuesday night, even a Bradish pitch well, because they didn't hit anything. They got to score a run. Can we start giving money away just for runs?
You know what? Don't talk to me about professional sports teams not able to score runs. So we're going to just
I
sidestep that
keep
whole thing there.
remembering your
Yeah.
yes.
Yep. So the lucky contestant of the game contest going on with home run riches, walk-off winnings. Over the course of the season, we have given away $156,000 plus in Orioles home runs, including the Grand Salamis. There have been three of those. Our current progressive jackpot on the $5 walk-off winnings ticket is up over $125,000. So if
And
you
that's
don't.
the one that walked off into the offseason last year, right? And walked
Yes,
into April. Yeah.
and smack dab into this season. So we're hoping that that's a little bit easier this time around. But please go to mdlottery.com. We have the month of August identified as who the lucky contestants are. We have not posted September's games yet. That will be posted hopefully yet before the end of this week. And yeah, plenty of opportunities to win. We have new fast play games, new scratch-off games, but I'm really excited about a new contest. We have a second chance promotion called Unlock the Cash. Have we talked about this before, Nestor?
I do not know anything about Unlock the Cash. I'm not being refreshed here. I'm being freshed.
Okay. So Unlock the Cash is a second chance promotion. You have two ways to enter. We have a $5 Break the Bank scratch off ticket, and we also have a $5 fast play ticket called Cash Combination. Either non-winning
Fast play, by
tickets.
the way, just for me, is a scratch off without the scratch. It's a quick play game that plays like a
Yes.
scratch off, correct?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for
Just
that.
trying to learn. I'm trying to,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Absolutely. So your entry mechanism is $10 of total non-winning tickets. So it could be two Break the Bank scratch-offs. It could be two of the Cash Combination fast play tickets, or it could be one of each. The total is $10. That gets you one entry into a second chance contest. We will have three drawings, and all the details are at mdlottery.com, by the way. But we will have three drawings in September, October, and November, where people will be selected, two winners each. They will be invited to our palatial headquarters here, our intergalactic headquarters at the Montgomery Park complex, and come in here, two of them at a time, and they will actually have in front of them six safes to unlock the cash. They will be given combinations of those safes. They will alternate and they will try their luck at opening one of the six
Oh,
safes.
this is like
And
let's make a deal. It's like
oh,
safe number
this is
one, safe number
complex.
two, like that. Okay, all
Yeah,
right.
people got to be paying attention. But yeah, absolutely. So they will alternate. They will pick, open the safes. There will be envelopes in those safes. They will hold on to those. Player one, player two, player one, player two. So we will have four envelopes. Each player will have two. Two have not been selected, right? Because we had six safes to start. And they will win anywhere from $2,500 to $15,000 in those envelopes. And the options will be then to open them and kind of like Christmas morning. What did you get? What did you get? And so you'll be able to see they won cash, they win a book of scratch-offs, perhaps.
But they're at least winning 2,500 bucks,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Oh,
All right.
yeah.
So they're a
Yeah.
winner when they
Yeah.
show up at
Actually,
Montgomery.
they'll have two envelopes, so they'll be winning at least $5,000, unless my
Oh,
finance
there you go.
expert.
Two. Okay. All right.
Yeah, two envelopes each. So they will open their two, the other one will open their two. For audit purposes, transparency, we will show the two that were not selected, so someone knows it's on the up and up, and that all prizes have been awarded and accounted for. And we'll have three of those drawings:
This is kind of
September, October,
unusual. It's
November.
not
It's
often you
very unusual.
summon people to the Montgomery Towers over on the
No.
west side of town, right?
No.
Well, I was summoned over there to shop at Montgomery Ward's back in the day. They didn't give me $2,500 or $5,000.
No, no,
John
sir.
Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You can learn about all of this stuff out at MD Lottery. I give away the scratch-offs, and I'll have Raven scratch-offs here soon, which brings me to Raven
Hey,
scratch-offs.
football. Football. Are you ready for some football?
Who's
Yeah.
not?
Well, you know what?
I've been
It's
watching last place baseball all summer. You've been watching something else, and both of us
Yeah.
are. I'm ready for
Yeah.
college football. I don't tell anybody. Not this week, but next week I'll be ready for pumpkin spice.
Whoa. Pumpkin
One
spice.
day closer to eggnog, but it's
And
also
next.
one day further removed from peach cake when I think about it, you know?
And next week, will you be ready? No, 2 weeks. Not
Two
next
weeks.
week. Next week is the kickoff. 2 weeks, you'll be ready for Joe Flacco.
The Cleveland Browns are coming to town.
Wow.
Listen, this is a
Wow.
ner this is nervous times for everybody, John. And l can I do a 1-800 gambler? Can I do a little like a little
Please do.
speech?
Please
Let
do.
me play. When they get to be my age, they call me Unc. You know, Unc Nasty. I'll be
They
like the
call you
old.
a
You
lot
know,
of things, but go
they
ahead.
do call me a lot of things. You know, I said this to Luke on the air as sort of a precursor to gambling awareness and all the things we're going to talk about with lottery and apps and bet, like Fred Flintstone. We have a good time with this. We want people to do this responsibly. Have a good. I don't know how anyone bets on week one of the NFL because there's nothing you can know. You know, even though the Ravens and the Bills played the last game the Ravens played, they played these three meaningless games. They got different players, different this, different that. Last year doesn't mean anything this year, like all of that. But people just don't go out over your skis ever, but especially not in week one where we have not established who's going to tackle, who's not going to tackle, all of that. So that is my. I think it's a box of chocolates in week one. There's always a little sloppiness. Calls go a little weird. The ball's a little squishy. Tackling's a little weird. You know, it's a, and they haven't played together. So I'm just
Right.
telling people, slow your roll early on here. I know we're all excited about football. Don't be that excited. Is that good?
That's
That's
wonderful.
fair.
Thank you for that public service announcement. And what's also good is that second chance prizes, and our fans know this, on the Ravens program are just incredible, second to none. So go for all the details to mdlottery.com, but we will have a series of drawings. The first one coming up in the first week of September, because we give away 2025 season tickets. So we have to do it before the season starts. So get your entries in to the Ravens Second Chance Contest before September 1st. On September 2nd, we will award one 2025 club level season ticket.
So
I'm
somebody's
sorry,
going to see
three.
Joe Flacco. Somebody's buying a ticket
Yes.
right now. It's going to be
Yes.
in the club level 2 weeks
Yes.
from now, seeing Joe Flacco, and they're going to be set
Yes.
for the season.
And I misspoke. There were three winners. So
Okay.
three packages of the club level, one of the lower level. So yes, four people within the sound of our voice right now have the potential to be selected for 2025 season
Well,
tickets.
that's why this is probably the, not probably, it is. Seth tells me all the time, this is your most successful promotion that you do every single year. Ravens scratch offs, everybody wants in on this because they want the big banana, right? They want to win tickets for life for 20 years. But the Cincinnati trips also just, you fly on the team plane. I've done that once in my life. Tony
Yes.
Siragusa brought me some food. It's a long story from Denver, but this, you get the opportunity to fly to Cincinnati. Don't eat the chili. I'm going to say that every week. That's my
Oh,
other public
don't do
service
that.
announcement.
Don't do
As an
that.
Ohio guy, you know what I'm talking about.
I love some skyline chili
You do.
in
That
moderation.
cinnamony kind of thing going on
Yeah,
there.
it's got a little something going on
All right.
there. But you know what? In addition, we have fun engagement for fans all season long. We have two things: the Pass for Cash game experience, which we have modified last year, Nestor. You may recall that conversation. So two lucky contestants win and they come on the field during the game and they have a Raven alum.
Because they know a guy my age can't throw a party. I
Oh,
can't
I tell you,
throw,
there were some
right?
painful that yeah, there were some painful things early in our experience here. So you learn from those things, Nestor. Cracker Barrel will tell you that you learn from these experiences and you move on. So in this case, we will have Ravens alumni actually doing the passing for cash, but the fan gets the benefit of the cash reward. We also have the fan of the game, very similar to what we've done with our contestant of the game for baseball with the Orioles for several years. And that the fan of the game, just for being selected, wins $1,000 and then $1,000 for every touchdown scored by your Baltimore Ravens in the game. So that can add up this year. That can
Oh,
definitely
offense
add
is going to
up.
be powerful.
Yes, that can definitely add up this year. So again, all the details, the deets, as the kids like to say, at mdlottery.com.
Let me get this straight. For
Yes.
Ravens, you're giving dough away just for scoring, but with baseball, it's got to be a home run. Look, they didn't do either one on Tuesday. I mean, I just any home runs. Every time they hit a grand slam, I almost want to text you and say, "Ah, 5 grand they cost you, John Martin." But
Nestor, Nestor,
they haven't done enough of that this year.
Nestor,
Yes,
Nestor, let it go. Let it go, man. The season's gone. Let
I
it
know,
go.
I know. Well, this
Let it
is
go.
why we get excited about football season, and it's why some
Yes,
people
and we
get
should.
too excited about football season,
Well,
especially on that side. Is there anything you want to say about sports wagering a week out on this that I haven't already said?
you know
Because
what?
let's be honest, you're going to come to me in October and tell me about the September numbers being up, because you are, because this is prime time for sports gambling, and
I
it's
tell
really
you.
prime time to let people know, like, hey, be cool about this. Don't go crazy because it's football season, right?
And again, we have timed this intentionally. So next week when we chat, September is Responsible Gaming Education Month, which is different than March, which is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. I know this sounds very similar, but these are different campaigns. And next week we'll give ourselves a little oxygen on that topic because it will be a closer to the start of the season. The college season would have started. OHI. Oh,
Hang on,
so
slippery, slippery.
that will have started previously. So we'll have that talk about. But yes, very interesting things going on in the collegiate and professional football sports wagering landscape. That's a tease for next week.
Hey, I saw, just to tease that a little bit, that the Little League World Series
Oh,
games were
geez.
like, and I know you've been on that rampage about athletes and young athletes and what we should and shouldn't be doing. So John Martin is here. It's to be continued, as it always
Yes.
is.
I
I know
like
we got
that.
the games out. Last thing from my perspective, I did the Crab Cake Tour on Monday at Acostas, and I had unbelievable guests. Chris Corman came by from the sports editor from the Baltimore Banner. We talked about Justin Tucker. We talked about journalism. We talked about the Orioles. We talked about Birdland. I had John Eisenberg talking books. I had Paul Manna talking trifecta food festival going on out there later on in the month of September, music and all that. But surrounding me were all the executives, because it was like the off day. It was Monday. Like, they got crushed over the weekend. People are going to get crushed this weekend. You're a big part of the State Fair, and I dropped your name. They're like, we know John. And I said, hey, man, 2 years ago, we had the 100th anniversary out here. And I know you're a big part of the State Fair, always have been. The lottery's involved in that. And I talked to people out there. So I know this is a big couple of weeks for the lottery and the State Fair. And really for Timoney, we got concerts going on. My friends at Costas are running the ponies out there. Don't tell anybody. Nobody listens to this show anyway. Friday, I'm actually going with friends who invited me to come out and have beers, eat food, eat more Crab Imperial at Costas, and bet the ponies at the OTB because they're excited about the track being available
Wow.
this week to do this. This is a big week for you, for the lottery, for Timoney, and for the
Wow.
State Fair, right?
Absolutely. I will be out there actually on Saturday, is Maryland Lottery Day at the State Fair, which is a thing. You could look it up. And we have a number of things going on, promotions and special events. So check out the State Fair lineup and come on down. You'll see hopefully me. But my takeaway from all that, you have friends?
Just two of them, and they
Okay.
both called on the same day. It's amazing. I'm looking forward to this. It's a holiday thing. John Martin is here. He is the executive director. If I look, you ever get out of lottery business, and I you come over here, and we'll do the Abbott Costello thing. You know what I
You
mean?
know what?
Maybe we can work a stage thing.
People will tell you I'm not even in the lottery
Wasn't
business,
there
so
Rowan and Martin? We could do a Nestor and Martin. Can we do a Lewis and Martin?
you said it before, no one's listening.
I don't know. Sammy Davison? I don't know. Dean
God
Martin?
rest
I
his
don't know.
soul.
He is John Martin. He'll be here a week after next because I'm on a little bit of a respite next week as well, getting up on this. Buffalo coming in. Luke's and Owings Mills. Our WNST Tech Service is still naming names and breaking hearts in some cases. Brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. And our newest sponsor at GBMC, sponsoring our GBMC hotline, as well as trying to keep me alive a little bit longer so that I can live long enough to see the Orioles win another World Series or at least win something in Homer Riches. And I'm going to say this to you, John, because you know my wife is playing this thing, right?
Yes.
$815 million.
Wow.
If somehow, some way, I'm not available anymore, and when you look up Jennifer F. Aparicio and her new name is E. Nani Mus, it means good things happen in the Aparicio household next week. So I just want to wish everybody good luck. And I just want somebody in Maryland to win who's not a Steelers fan or an Eagles
We
fan or anything like that.
all want that, Nestor.
God bless them. If even if they're a Commanders fan, because they're our team here in Maryland. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. It is it's clearly football week, and I'm clearly in need of a vacation. It's Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.